Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Cyber Monday, and that, you know, it used to mean something. Usually it meant all of us sitting at our work computers pretending to do actual work. Come on. You know you did that. Come on.
I never do that.
You're pretending to do work while all the time you're shopping online for deals. But here in 2019, those online deals started weeks ago. So are Black Friday and Cyber Monday outdated concepts? Marshall Cohn is chief retail analyst for the MPD Group. So, Marshall, these names sound, you know, kind of sexy, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, but do they mean anything?
I think every industry has figured out that Black Friday deals get the consumer to at least pay attention. But what it's really done is it's just another word for really big sale, and they, you know, retailers think that the consumer is going to respond. And we've definitely diluted the power of Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Even in-store signage is like Black Friday savings all weekend long, which just doesn't seem to make logical sense to me. But it's all really just marketing terms by this point, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, I actually call it Black November now because it starts on November 1st and goes through the entire month. They even have extended Black Friday deals. If you check your emails today, you'll see, you know, extended in-store sales. They're extending Cyber Monday sales through Wednesday. So they're just diluting this and trying to really do the best they can to recoup whatever business they haven't been able to get in the months prior to the Black Friday deals, because why would you buy before when you know in a week or two there are big sales coming right behind it?
So tell the truth, Marshall, do you fall for the Black Friday, Cyber Monday thing?
You know, I'm in stores all day, Black Friday, Thanksgiving, I'm online looking at things, and I've yet to find something that even lured me. So the answer is no, I don't fall for it, and I don't think a lot of consumers fall for it, but what they do recognize is there are good deals. And that's what they reach for. And retailers do promise that these are the best deals that they're going to have on these products. And if those prices do go down, they'll make adjustments for it. But how many people really cash in for the difference of another, you know, few dollars?
Yeah, and then calling something Cyber Monday just seems kind of silly because Cyber Monday, we're going to set aside this one day. Like, I am not going to shop on my computer today. I'm going to wait until Monday because that's the day. It's not like we're all sitting at computers together. And Black Friday, I can understand. Everybody wants to be part of the crowd. Everybody likes the shoving everybody around and stomping on other people to get that big deal on the TV. But Cyber Monday just seems sillier than even Black Friday.
Well, you raise a really good point, and that is that Cyber Monday was created by online pure-play retailers to compete with in-store retailers because they didn't have a store and they didn't have a Friday for everybody to rush in and wait online and fight the crowds and feel like you were getting this great deal. So they created Cyber Monday. It took a few years, but it actually kicked in, and the tech industry did actually really well with that. But what's now happening is, to your point, it's like, where's the sense of urgency? They've taken the urgency out of the equation, and that's what ultimately will hurt the deals as we go further into the holiday. And certainly, probably next year, you'll really see Cyber Monday lose a lot of momentum.
All right, thank you very much. That is Marshall Cohn, chief retail analyst for the NPD Group.
You know, and we said going into Marshall that a lot of people, right? I mean, they would pretend they were at work on their computer and they were shopping. And you were like laughing, like you never did that.
Yeah, no, I do it on my phone.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I'm pretending to do the show now. Right. I'm buying pants.
Yeah, get me a pair too. I need some.